Hey, folks, it's Jim Bob Morris, and welcome back to another sizzling round of Wanna Parlay Picks of the Week. We've got some juicy matchups on tap, and I'm here to steer you through all the action. So buckle up, because it is game time. First up, we've got the Green Bay Packers favored by one against the Minnesota Vikings. This is a big old border battle on its way, baby, featuring two high-achieving squads in Week 17. I'm telling you, this is a litmus test for both teams. The Packers' passing attack and Jordan Love have been firing on all cylinders and is among the best in the league. And they're going up against one of the best defensive coordinators, Brian Flores, and he is second to none in the NFL when it comes to defensive coordinators. Jordan Love is looking to set the tone for the Packers' playoff run, so everybody get ready. Take those Packers against those Vikings. That's going to happen. Now let's talk about this next game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers -8 versus Carolina Panthers. The Bucs lost their grip on first place in the NFC South after falling to the Cowboys on Sunday, and the Falcons took down the Giants. That said, they do have an opportunity to jump back into the whole mix of things in Week 17. They got to just take care of business against the Panthers. Carolina has played better of late. Bryce Young is rounding into a player, but Tampa is still the superior team. We're going to go with those Bucs to cover. Go Bucs! Next up, we've got the Cowboys traveling to South Philly to play the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles will look to bounce back after an embarrassing loss a week ago to the Commanders on a big comeback by Washington. Philly had that game in the bag. It's hard to imagine the Cowboys offense having much success against one of the better defenses in the NFL, especially with their top offensive weapon on the sidelines. However, Saquon Barkley is going to be closing in on a historic record against a very bad run defense. I expect Barkley to have over 100 yards rushing in this game. However, the quarterback for Philly is going to be, you know, Kenny Pickett. And I just don't have faith in Kenny Pickett to keep this game close. Devontae Smith is going to be looking to redeem himself after dropping that pass against the Commanders. But again, it comes back to Kenny Pickett. So, bottom line, I'm not expecting any of the stars to drop off on their production for the Eagles. I just don't trust Kenny Pickett. I'm going to have to go with Dallas and the 7.5 points. And lastly, let's look at those Detroit Lions. 3.5-point favorites against the 49ers. I expect this score to be Detroit Lions 31, the 49ers 21, as they get revenge on the 49ers from last year's NFC Championship game, and they're going to cover that all day. And that's it, folks. That's a wrap on your Wanna Parlay Picks of the Week. Let's cash in, win big, and make this week a week to remember. I will see you later.
We're back at the big game, and it's been rough. Somebody has got to break out the Bandito.
Hang on a sec. We've got a penalty here.
There's a flag on the play. Necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee.
Can you even throw a flag at tequila?
The call on the field is under review.
The refs are going under the hood. It's all of them.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
There you have it, folks. El Bandito Yankee has been called for necessary smoothness.
Jim Bob Morris here. Make the call for necessary smoothness. El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of game day.